Hi everyone, and thank you for joining us on this week's episode of Lid Publishing's podcast, Lid Radio. My name is Miro, and I will be your host for today's show. With me today is author Sandra Stoll. How are you today, Sandra?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. It's great to have you join us here in the podcast studio, and it's an absolute pleasure. And of course, for those listening, Sandra is the author of The Art and Craft of PR that you can now go and you can check out for yourselves. There's a lot of fascinating insight I'd like to talk about with her today. And of course, she is a PR and marketing communications executive with extensive experience leading domestic and global brand communications. And before we get into the book, Sandra, I really want to ask you, what actually inspired you to start writing and become an author?
Well, thanks for the introduction, Miro. I'm very happy to be here. I have been in public relations for over 30 years. For the last 5 years, I've also been on faculty at the branding and communications, integrated communications departments and master's degree program at the City College of New York. So it's put me in touch with, 5 years of students of PR. And so the combination of, people I've mentored over the years and the students I've had sort of showed me that there needs to be some, just explanation of what it is we do in public relations, because there is a sense, especially now with social media, that PR is about writing a great tweet or being able to manage social media, or it's all about content generation, when in fact it's not. Those are tactics. They're fantastic tactics. They amplify messages brilliantly. PR people have always been very quick to embrace new channels of communications that quickly can amplify a message. But what we really do as an art is create valuable relationships, build a company's reputation. And what goes into that is really kind of an art. It's listening really well. It's writing really well. It's understanding a target audience's needs, what they stand for, how they spend their day, and then figuring out how our brand, our client, our company, our organization, how our message can intersect with the lives, the everyday lives, everyday needs of that target, how we can make them be better, how we can make them help them do their job better, and what role we play, what aha moments we can give them in their day. And so that's the art, really. That's the R in PR. It's relationships, it's reputation. And then the channels that we use, the tactics that we use, are ways to amplify. And there's a whole load of them. There's exciting avenues we can use. They're getting more interesting every day. And that's the craft. So I just felt, based on the questions I was getting from the students, that there's a real need to understand the full breadth of PR, and that you can actually be good at one or the other or both, but you need to understand what it is we do. And that's really what inspired me to write the book. And there's also this sense that in order for PR to grow as a discipline, in order to be important, continue to be important to businesses and organizations, we needed to change. PR needed to change. There is a sense that we need to change. And I argue that we don't, that we need to evolve. There are no boundaries in PR. We can truly use any communications tactic. But fundamentally, why PR has always been valuable has never changed. And it's true today as it was, yesterday, as it will be tomorrow. And that's another thing I wanted to articulate in this book. And so far, it seems to be resonating.
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing that really stuck out for me from the book is that the theme of PR is a discipline, not really having boundaries and being able to evolve and expand. Now, you touched upon this briefly, but we have a very fast-moving business world today. And as you've mentioned, with all the different avenues of distributing a message or keeping up the reputation, What do you think are the key factors for PR professionals to consider? Is there anything that's very important, whether it is within culture or within a certain industry, that's really stuck out for you recently?
Well, it's what stuck out for me always. You know, we have PR practitioners have always been valuable because we have a message integrity, right. What I refer to as message integrity. We don't spin, you know, we don't lie, despite, you know, whatever crisis a company is in. What we do is really articulate a message that needs to be conveyed, and whether it's a crisis or just a straight promotion, we use words, we use our ability to write, we use our foundations in ethics to really put that message together, you know, in a way that will resonate well with the target audience, because we've done our homework, because we've done the, you know, research, we've looked at the data, we understand what our target audience needs are. And so we have no boundaries in the tactics that we use. What we need to retain is the essence of what we do, and then use this sort of vast world of tactics communicate.
Yeah, absolutely. And going through the book, what really struck out for me is that you can either be a novice within the field, you can be a seasoned professional, and there's a lot for you to pick out there. Mm-hmm. So a large portion of our audience is within the younger generations. They're starting their careers out. Maybe they have their first managerial job. How can they benefit from the book? What can they pick out? And perhaps for those who already have their, you know, feet within the industry, how can they benefit from the book as well?
Well, for the younger reader, someone's just considering PR, a student or a young account executive. What this book really does is explain what it is this industry is, what we do, why we're valuable. It gives, I go through a lot of what I call fundamentals. I explain what the tactical range that you can use is. What I've heard from students who have read the book, students I teach, students who have read the book, young account executives, is that it really gives a sense of the head that you need to have when you approach a career in PR, the mindset. You know, it's like a reminder what it is that you're there for, how you contribute, how you can grow in this business as a practitioner. You know, the stories are kind of fun. There's, you know, being in this business for 30 years, you know, there's always your share of good stories. You know, showing a young practitioner that, you know, perfection is overrated. It's not really what your goal should be. But, you know, doing great, honest, ethical, you know, interesting, valuable work is really what you should be going for. So people have said they found it like a fun read, entertaining read. I also have on the very last chapter messages from the masters. These are industry leaders, well-known companies. And there's some fantastic advice in the back from all these other fantastic voices about how what advice they have for the next generation of practitioners. One sticks out for me particularly. It's this guy, Dave Sampson from Chevron, a company called Chevron. And his advice to a novice, to a growing professional, is as you're growing, right, to every year give up 20% of what you do well and try something new. Right. So you keep perfecting 80%, and but the point where you feel like you're really good at this one skill, this one practice, give it up and try something new, you know, some other aspect of the practice so you can continue to grow in that area that was previously something you didn't know or your weakness. And that's the way you become around a really well-rounded professional, and you never get bored and you never feel complacent if you every year give up 20% of what you do well. And so there's advice like that all throughout the back chapter from really well-known people. people that I you know, very much respect. And it just makes great, inspiring reading.
Fantastic. And actually, you've answered part of my next question, as a matter of fact, with that piece of advice. And that was going to be, can you perhaps give us free tips on how we can begin to create more creative and compelling narratives within PR? And you've already given us one very important piece of advice there from the books. Can you perhaps add two more for our listeners?
So the question is, you're looking at for narratives about PR. Yes, there is this movement in the news, certainly on the political front, and it started with a lot of media coverage in the U.S., that we're living in this world of fake news and alternative facts, which really calls for, true ethics in communications. And I've also seen some discussion about how PR practitioners need to take more ethics classes and renew their call for ethics. I think PR has always been ethical, and there has always been integrity in the work that we do and the messages that we put out there that we develop. I would just say that ethical PR has always been a discipline, always, as long as I've been in this business, and well before I have, and it will continue. And so I would say that companies and organizations, anybody who needs to communicate, needs a PR practitioner on board who will articulate a message of integrity and will really help shape that. So I would say a big narrative, important narrative is that, PR practitioners are delivering messages with integrity that are highly ethical, and you need us.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
And I guess a second one could be that writing, honestly, has never been more important. And whether you're writing a tweet with a certain number of characters, or a speech, or an article, or a Facebook post, or delivering a caption on an Instagram, words are our currency. Words are very important. Words always will be. And so fine-tuning, really honing, your writing skills will make you a better communicator. And it will actually make you a better speaker, because you need to have them, whether they're delivered in any channel, verbally, in video, in writing a short piece, a super short piece, or a longer piece. We need to be good writers. We need to have a grasp of fantastic words. And I actually love that chapter because my daughter at one point, she still is, a huge Eminem fan, right, the rapper Eminem. And we watched this segment that Eminem did on 60 Minutes. This is in New York with Anderson Cooper, who's a reporter. And the question to Eminem was, how do you rhyme? How do you do this? And he reads the dictionary. Eminem literally reads the dictionary, yeah, and he collects words, and he considers his words, when he collects words, as stacking ammo, because these are the words that he uses. And he took out this like piece of paper with all these words, and that's how he creates rhymes. It's words, understanding words, knowing words, knowing how to use words, what alliteration offers, what rhyming offers. But at the end of the day, it's all words. So I don't read the dictionary, I will confess, but I play word games all the time. I have my students play word games. I have people I mentor play word games. I get a word a day delivered to my inbox from their various sources. And so there are really painless ways to stack word ammo in your life as a writer. And they're fun. And, you know, you hear a phrase, you write it down, you know, and then you find a way to use it yourself, find a way to make it your own. It's something you need to be very aware of, but it's fun. It's a really fun way to broaden your own vocabulary. And in so doing, you actually become a better communicator.
Fantastic advice there for our audience. And now that the book is out and you have shared all this fantastic insight in the world of PR with us, the, I guess, penultimate question I want to ask you, Sandra, is where do you see the industry in the future? Do you see any changes happening other than what we've talked about? Or do you perhaps think that, you know, it will keep going as it is at the moment, or anything that really sticks out for you?
You know, I don't have a crystal ball. And nobody does. I get asked that question all the time. And you know, my answer is as good as anybody's, honestly. But I think we will. We as PR practitioners will always be important. We'll always have relevance. And as long as we keep evolving the craft and stay true to the art. We will always truly have a place in the communications world, and always be valuable to businesses, organizations, you know, anybody who needs to communicate broadly to a set of stakeholders. Always.
Fantastic. And the last question I want to ask you, Sandra, is the one I actually ask anyone that comes on the podcast. It's our staple. And that's, what are you currently reading? Do you have any recommendations for us?
I read all the time. Some books I love, some books I love less. But the book I've read recently that I was, I just, you know, could not believe how accessible this was, is a book called Misbehaving by Richard Thaler. He's a behavioral economist. He just recently won the Nobel for his work. And you know, it's behavioral economics. He's based at the University of Chicago Graduate School. This is not my area at all. I never studied economics. I don't know anything about economics in its fundamental form. But this book was so readable, so accessible, such a page turner, so entertaining. Yet I learned an enormous amount from it that I, you know, I just loved it, and I recommended it wholeheartedly while I was reading it, and I will do it again right now. It's called Misbehaving by Richard Thaler.
Oh, there you go. There you have it. And of course, for our audience, there'll be a link in the description. So if you'd like to go and indeed check it out, great endorsement there, feel free to do so. But with that, I'd like to thank you very much, Sandra, for joining us today on the podcast. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on.
Thank you very much. I love being here.
And of course, for our listeners, if you enjoyed our conversation today, please feel free to check out the description below, where you can have all relevant links about what we talked about today, social media profiles, to reach out to us and tell us what you think. And of course, the Art and Craft of PR, Creating the Mindset and Skills to Succeed in Public Relations, is out now. So please check out the link on there and check out the books for yourselves. And once again, I'd like to thank you, the audience, very much for joining us on this week's podcast. It's always a great pleasure to have you on. I very much look forward to seeing you next week.